be that as it may, for the moment I'll assume our proposals are feasible. With your permission, I want to examine the way the rulers will organise these things when they do happen, and show that putting them into practice would be of the greatest possible benefit to the city and its guardians. I want you to help me make a thorough examination of those questions first, and leave the other questions until later, if that's all right with you. It's all right, he said. Begin your inquiry. Very well. It will be your job, just as you selected the men, so now to select the women as well, as similar as possible in nature, and allocate them to the men. Since houses and dining halls will be communal, and no one will possess any private property of this kind, the sexes will live in close proximity, and in this state of universal proximity, both in their physical education and in the rest of their upbringing, their natural instincts will inevitably, I think, lead them into having sex with one another. Or don't you regard that as inevitable? Well, it's not a mathematical inevitability, but it's a sexual inevitability, and for the majority of people that is probably a keener agent of persuasion and attraction. Much keener, I said. Now for the next point, Glaucon. In the city of the blessed, haphazard sexual intercourse is unholy. Like haphazard behaviour of any kind, the rulers will not allow it. No, because it is wrong. Clearly, the next step is for us to do everything we can to make marriages as sacred as possible. And it'll be the most useful marriages which are the sacred ones. Absolutely. What will make them the most useful? Tell me something, Glaucon. I've noticed that as well as hunting dogs, you have a fair number of purebred birds in your house. Isn't there one thing you surely must have noticed about their unions and production of children? What sort of thing? He asked. For a start, though they are all purebred, aren't some of them the best? Don't they prove themselves to be? Yes, they do. Do you, in that case, breed from all of them alike? Or are you careful to breed as much as possible from the best? I breed from the best. What about age? Do you breed from the youngest or the oldest? Or do you breed as far as possible from those in their prime? From those in their prime. If the breeding is not handled like this, do you think your stock of birds and dogs will greatly deteriorate? Yes, I do. What about horses and other animals? I asked. Do you think they're in any way different? No, that would be absurd. Help! I exclaimed. We're going to need some extremely expert rulers, my dear friend, if the same applies to the human race as well. Well, it certainly does apply, but why do they have to be expert? I'll tell you. The probability is that our rulers will need to employ a good deal of falsehood and deception for the benefit of those they are ruling. On the principles we have agreed, the best men should have sex with the best women as often as possible, whereas for the worst men and the worst women, it should be the reverse. We should bring up the children of the best, but not the children of the worst, if the quality of our herd is to be as high as we can make it. And all this has to happen with no one, apart from the actual rulers, realizing it, if our herd of guardians is also to be as free as possible from dissension. Quite right. In that case, we must legislate for some festivals, at which we shall bring together the brides and their grooms. We must have sacrifices, and our poets must compose hymns appropriate to the unions which are taking place. We must have lotteries, and pretty ingenious ones, so that every time there is a marriage, the inferior type we want to exclude will blame chance, rather than the rulers. They'll have to be extremely ingenious, these lotteries of yours. Presumably, those among the young men who are outstanding in war or any other sphere are to be given various prizes and rewards, and in particular more generous permission to sleep with the women, so that as many of the children as possible can plausibly be fathered by young men of this sort. That's right.